Exclusive, Tom Cotton, Hunter Biden's art looks like coronavirus got sick with bacteria. By Wendell Hussebo on August 8, 2021. Manchester, New Hampshire, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that Hunter Biden's artwork looks like coronavirus got sick with a bacteria. Who wants to buy a Hunter Biden painting for $500, much less $500,000? Some of the pictures of his art have been online. It looks like a coronavirus got sick with a bacteria. Cotton critiqued Hunter's art he intends to sell to anonymous buyers. Who's gonna pay for a first-time artist, whose art is mediocre at best, thousands of dollars? Say nothing of hundreds of thousands of dollars, Cotton continued. I know the White House claims that they're somehow going to have private auctions where no one knows who the other people, investors, are, Cotton explained. But it is an incredibly ill-advised idea, and they need to stop it now. Hunter Biden can paint all he wants. And when his dad is out of office, and there's no more risk of corruption, then he can sell his paintings. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden responded to critics of his artwork July 29 by saying it's a pretty courageous thing to do. Fuck em. Look man, Hunter Biden continued on the Nota Bene podcast. I never said my art was going to cost what it was going to cost, or how much it would be priced at. I would be amazed, you know, if my art was sold, for you know, for $10. I'm most famous artist in MAGA world, at least. Hunter facetiously claimed before suggesting President Joe Biden thinks everything Hunter does should be a National Gallery of Art. Since Hunter's comments, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, told Matthew Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that if Republicans take back the House in 2022, he will be investigating Democrats for fraud and abuse. We will look at any of the fraud and abuse that has gone on, McCarthy promised. We will have real investigations. Until then, however, Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, has introduced legislation to block the shameless grift of selling art to investors. The bill is aimed at stopping the obvious and shameless grift that's going on with Hunter Biden's art sales, for which he is obviously not qualified to do and is only doing to continue to profit off of his family name, Waltz told Fox News. On July 22, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki labeled Hunter's anonymous art selling scheme as reasonable. Breitbart News senior contributor and Profiles in Corruption author Peter Schweitzer, however, told Breitbart News the anonymous proposal is an utterly absurd solution to the grift. The only way to address these issues is with greater transparency, not less, Schweitzer explained. Their proposed solution is greater secrecy, not transparency. And they are essentially saying, trust us. Joe and Hunter Biden's track record on such matters gives us no reason to trust them.